This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The 2018 WHL playoff chase is on, and there's some great races both in the divisions and for the wildcard playoff spots. We'll take a closer look at the race in the East with the Prince Albert Raiders and the Saskatoon Blades. Spokane defenseman Ty Smith had a record-setting night with the Chiefs. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and we'll close out the show. Portland Winterhawks are now healthy and stringing some wins together. More with head coach GM Mike Johnston. And part two of the WHL Suits Up with Don Cherry to Promote Organ Donation campaign is now underway. First up, heading into the weekend, the Prince Albert Raiders and Saskatoon Blades all tied up for the final wildcard playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. It's promising to be quite the final nine-game run. A voice of the Raiders, Trevor Redden, spoke with overage forward Jordy Stallard.
Coming off four straight wins, the Prince Albert Raiders have put themselves right into the thick of the playoff race here in the Eastern Conference, tied with Saskatoon coming into weekend action, and now 6 points back of the Brandon Wheat Kings, joined now by Raiders forward Jordy Stallard. Jordy, it's your 20-year-old season, last kick at the can. How much fun is it to be in the midst of this race right now?
It's a blast. I mean, in the season, you never want the season to end short, and we're right in the thick of it. I think we're tied with Saskatoon right now for that last playoff spot, so... No, we're playing with lots of confidence right now. We just got to keep pushing.
Oh, after the game on Tuesday, Mark Habscheid mentioned that over 72 games, it's impossible to stay totally dialed in all the time. But now that it's broken down into nine games, what kind of mentality has that meant and sort of a renewed focus here in the room?
Yeah, for sure. It's playoff time already. We have that mindset. I think we had that mindset going in the road trip. We swept the road trip, got some confidence. But, every game... means everything right now, so we just got to keep that push going.
Oh, neck and neck right now with the Saskatoon Blades, a team that you've built quite the rivalry with, obviously historically, but also this year, and it's maybe going to come down to those last two games here in Prince Albert and Saturday night in Saskatoon on final weekend. What are your thoughts on that? Do you want to try and get in before that weekend, or what would it be like to have it come down to that?
I think we all kind of want to try and, secure a playoff spot before that, but, if it comes down to that, it comes down to that. Bottom line is that it'll be a close game against Saskatoon, and it'll be fun.
Now, with the Calgary Hitmen, you made it to the East Final in your rookie season against the Brandon Wheat Kings. Playoffs in your second year as well. You missed part of last season to injury, and the team missed the playoffs. What kind of a hunger does that create to try and get back in here?
Lots of hunger. I think part of it is being my last year in the league. I don't want to go out not making the playoffs. That wouldn't be a way to go out. I think we've got a special team here. I think we'll be a great playoff team, and just make it as far as we can.
Now, for you personally, a bit of a change in scenery last year, obviously from Calgary to Prince Albert, and also the injury that brought your year to an end. This year you come in, you're the third Raider in over 10 years to get a 40-goal season. What's it been like to have this kind of a 20-year-old year?
It's been great. I've been fortunate enough to play with some great players. Manson and Javi have helped me out a lot. They took me in last year, and they both worked with me, and I'm grateful for the opportunity they give me, and just hopefully we can make that push for the playoff spot and keep my stint here a bit longer.
All right, Jordy, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Portland Winterhawks are starting to roll in an ultra-tough U.S. division. GM and head coach Mike Johnston.
Yeah, we're healthy now. We have been for a couple weeks, and I thought that we've started to hit our stride again, play better hockey, play more consistent. And really it's key that when you have all your players, especially your key players, your top forwards, top defense, they can change the course of a game. And when all games are really close at this time of the year, if you look at the scoreboard every night, a lot of overtime games, a lot of one-goal games, those are the guys that make a difference. And we like the look of our team right now. Hopefully, knock on wood, we stay healthy down the stretch run because it's so important as you head towards playoffs.
You look at your roster, and I think the two teams that stick out in the Western Conference right now for me, Everett and Portland. How do you think you match up amongst the elite teams? Two different styles for sure. It would be a great matchup if at some point they meet, but how do you like your team in that setup?
Well, on our side, I think there's a lot of really good teams. Tri-City hasn't been very healthy, so it's hard to know where they're at until they get fully healthy. And then I think Spokane, I watched them again last night against Everett. I thought they played really well. They've had a good stretch run here. Seattle's competitive. So we feel in our division, you could draw a line. I know Everett is a little bit ahead right now, but you could draw a line, and everybody is so, so close. Everybody has their strengths. Everett has great goaltending, really good defensively. They're top. Top lines played well. Every team is a little bit different in how you approach the game.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Canada West University Hockey has released its all-star and all-rookie teams for this past season. They feature 16 WHL alumni, making the first all-star team goaltender Jordan Cook of the University of Saskatchewan, a former Kelowna Rocket, defenseman Jason Fram from the University of Alberta, former Spokane Chief, Mount Royal's Jesse Lees, a former D-man in Kelowna, and the Prince Albert Raiders. Forwards Luke Philp from the University of Alberta, past player with the Kootenay Ice and the Red Deer Rebels, and Michael St. Croix from the University of Manitoba, a former standout with the Edmonton Oil Kings. Second team all-stars include UBC goaltender Matt Hewitt, a past guest of the WHL radio show, formerly with the Regina Pats, defenseman Kendall McFaul from Saskatchewan. He played with the Moose Jaw Warriors. D-man Adam Henry with Manitoba, who played for four WHL teams, most notably the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Forward Logan McVeigh from Saskatchewan, a former Kamloops Blazer. Mitch Maxwell from the University of Lethbridge. He played with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. And Chris Collins of the University of Calgary, a former Saskatoon Blade. The Canada West All-Rookie Team includes goaltender Jordan Paperny from the University of Calgary, a former Branded Wheat King and Swift Current Bronco. Defenseman Clayton Kirichenko with Alberta. He spent his junior days with the Medicine Hat Tigers. Ryan Gagnon from the University of Calgary, a former Victoria Royal. Forward Stephen Owry of Alberta. He's a former Medicine Hat Tiger. And Zach Zaborowski from the University of Regina, who spent his time with the Kootenay Ice and the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Congratulations to all the Canada West All-Star nominations.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL suits up with Don Cherry to promote organ donation is now into part two of its promotion. WHL markets in Edmonton, Kamloops, Medicine Hat, Prince George, Swift Current, Victoria, Kelowna, Red Deer, and Saskatoon will all be wearing special edition Don Cherry jerseys. Don's daughter Cindy Cherry talked to us about the promotion back in October.
We got the jerseys. A lot of the teams are doing online auctions. It's to bring awareness. It's also for raising funds, too, because it does take money to get people aware of what's going on out there. So, you know, the thing is, I don't know if you know, but Canada ranks 23rd in the world in organ donation. And you know what? My family just thought that Canada could do a lot better. Let's aim for the top 10. And you know what? I just thought that the hockey culture, as they said in Canada, let's get them. I said that would be the people that could make a difference. So this is what we're doing.
Don Cherry bobbleheads will be available on a limited basis on these special game nights.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Safe to say it was quite the week for Spokane Chiefs defenseman Ty Smith. The WHL On the Run Player of the Week put up a franchise record 7 points in a single game by a defenseman, a record that stood since 1986. He finished the week with 10 points and a plus 12 rating. I talked to Ty about his Chiefs record-setting 7-point game.
Yeah, it was a good night. It always helps when our team's scoring some goals, so that was big. We had 9 that game, so that's always a bit of help, and I got a couple myself, so I was fortunate for that. And my teammates also helped me out a lot. They ended up scoring a lot more goals than obviously a regular night, so I was just fortunate to get some assists on those.
The other number that catches my eye is the fact you were a plus 12 in the 4 games, and on the other side of the puck, you're a defenseman, so that plus 12 rating might be just up there with the 10 points in that stretch as well.
Yeah, obviously that's something you pride yourself in a little bit as a defenseman. It was big that throughout those games, we went 3-3 on the weekend there and won all the games. So that always helps out as well when you're winning. I think most guys on the team are playing well, and I think it kind of just spreads throughout the locker room.
Ty, your team, you know, you're really rolling right now, too. The Chiefs have been up there with anybody in the Western Conference. You knocked off the top team in the division last weekend in the Everett Silvertips. You have to feel that you can play with anybody right now and be a threat come playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Everything's been rolling lately, and we've been winning some games. So that's always big coming down the stretch here for the end of the season leading into playoffs. I think we want to just continue to roll and continue to build and develop and come together as a team for the playoffs here.
Finally, 3 weeks to go in the regular season. What are the Chiefs talking about here? What are you trying to accomplish? You look at the standings, where you are. Playoffs are approaching. What's on the Chiefs' radar? What's the biggest thing you're looking to do here with 3 weeks to go?
I think we just want to continue to, I guess, work on winning games here. That's probably the biggest thing. We have 10 games left, so push to win as many of those as we can and try to climb up a bit in the standings here right before playoffs. And I think just go over the little things that we need to fix, small things that kind of complete the team and shape us up a bit more for playoffs. Dan's been doing a great job, Dan and Birdie, at going over things like that with us, and we've been working on that over the past couple weeks here and working towards the playoffs.
All right, Ty, looking like things are coming together not only for you but the team here down the stretch. Appreciate you being our guest here on WHL this week.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to Trevor Redden in Prince Albert for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.